What's good, what's good, what's good, what's good, what's good, what's good, everybody? This is your host, Money Stacks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the Money Stacks podcast. If you want to support the brand even further, go to crackondeckapparel.com, get you some merch. Appreciate your support. All right, we're going to get right into it, man. We all know it's some senseless bullshit going on out here. We just got a soldier that was taken away from us. I don't really want to speak about the situation as far as like the names and things of that nature because I don't want to seem like I'm trying to exploit the situation. Everybody should know what I'm talking about currently. It's 2019. We in March right now. No, we in April right now. Tragic situation happened at the beginning of this month. That's all I'm going to say about that. And a lot of senseless bullshit. Even though, you know, that shit goes on daily. But when you take out a public figure, you know, people start to think about it more because I guess, you know, a lot of celebrities, they pop shit. They have, you know, security or goons or people around that you think are supposed to, you know, take care of the situation. Certain elements of the lifestyle, they supposed to handle that. And when tragic things happen, it could be a president, anybody. When things happen to these people, it's awakening for the crowd because the people that's looking at their lives is like, whoa, if they could get them, I'm just Joe Blow. They could definitely get me. So people start to, you know, sit on that and think about that. Let it resonate like, wow, life is real. Like, respect, you know, it's a lot of respect want to be given. People want to give a lot of respect once a celebrity falls. They start to feel that it's an understanding of sorrow amongst the whole community. And it is sad that stuff like that has to take place for people to say, well, let's stop this and let's do this. Well, you know, it's a mother on every street that they kid that just got shot. So if somebody always was screaming that and nothing happened, but when a celebrity gets harmed, it heightens the situation. So the bad part is that, you know, somebody died or somebody got taken away or somebody got harmed. The good thing about it is that it elevates the awareness of those elements that could harm you. People start to really think and want to live right and live conscious at that moment. And then, you know, that's when the conspiracy theories come into place, like, well, the government did it, and the aliens did it. I don't even care who did it. Why wasn't nobody awake when little homie from around the corner that was a celebrity, when that happened to them, why wasn't nobody awakened or alarmed then? You know, I respect all people, so. And I think very highly of myself. So I definitely want something to happen or people to be awake when stuff happens to me. But I also think about the common, somebody just thinking, you know, commonly, like, well, I ain't nobody. I ain't trying to be nobody. Still, situations happen around everybody. And I want everybody to be on point at all times. That's basically my message. Like, why does it have to take somebody rich and famous for people to start thinking? You know? I guess I had a tragic situation when I was a young kid, you know? I just had a tragic situation when I was a youngster. So I've always been dealing with that element of the street, you know? That element that somebody could be taken away in. Ain't nobody throw no parades then. So when I would see somebody else, you know, of another statute, a higher statute, I would just be like, you know, I've been there already, so it ain't nothing. I still got to go to school. I still got to live. You know, so the moral of my story is that why does it take one person that doesn't know the majority of people for people to be, you know, heightened in their awareness of their conduct? But your aunt or your uncle, because something could happen to them and people just stepping right over them like they don't matter. Everybody matters. And the moral of the story is to be on point no matter your statue in life, no matter how high up you think you are. Be on point and be aware of others too. You know you are a certain status. You got to say things in different manner to people. I tell, you know, people that I know in that element all the time, like, you got to watch what you saying to certain people and how you saying it, because they looking at you differently. And this situation that just occurred, I've played this situation out with people that I know so many times, like, I hope that don't happen to them. Yeah, you know, we got to stop the senseless, the shit that don't make sense. Like, we want to stand for certain things nowadays. Like, come on now. We are the OGs. If you're a certain age, you're an OG. Let's just take on that, because some people need to take that OG status and use it, you know? I tell people that all the time, like, you got a certain status. You need to use that in a way where you can relay the message to the common folk that they need to be in tune with what you got going on, but in a positive way. So if you're a boss and you got establishments, yeah, people could be friends, but you got to talk to them in a way that they know that I'm your friend, but I need you to handle this job so we could all be in the right alignment. I'm only using certain words because if I say it simple, it sounds simple, and it's not that simple. If you're a boss, you're supposed to sit back and be on point of all situations. Friendly fire and all that. Secure me. Or this security is supposed to be in place. What are you around me for? You think you just that cool with me? I'm a boss. I talk to people the way how I want to talk to them because I want them to know that I'm the boss. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm trying to lead you. You ain't got to like me, but you should love the fact that I'm creating an opportunity for you. And if you don't need me, then please disperse from around me. Because my life is at stake. And I can't let the laughs and giggles take my life away. I can't let your ego take my life away. So if I tell you something, you're supposed to respect that as a boss. And say, you know what? I'm going to eat that. And I'm going to do good. I'm going to do better. Even if I don't fuck with that nigga, I'm going to do better. Because what he said was right. Don't do no senseless shit and come back and try to harm me or harm anybody. And as a boss, you're supposed to be prepared for that. And I'm going to end it at that.